how do you go from writing the book to the audiobook? What was the decision process for that to happen?
Well, the decision process was that ECW Press had has a working agreement with Audible.com, and they said they're going to do the audiobook, and they're going to get a narrator will be in touch with you. I said, wait. I said, a what? A narrator. They narrate the books themselves. I figured, oh, this is probably a deal that they do between the two of them where there's no choice in the matter, so to say. So I went to Audible, and I listened to the Dusty Rhodes book that Dusty didn't do the audio on, and I said, they can't do this with my book. They said that my fans know what my voice sounds like because since the early 70s, I've done radio shows, TV shows, podcasts, been on WTBS, been on networks, etc. And my fans know my personality. And well, they said, so I had a discussion with who was going to possibly be the narrator. And we figured out, well, maybe I could do some quotes in the book that they sometimes do. And said, okay, maybe we'll do it that way. And they kept saying, So it upset me enough to do a video that I haven't run yet, The Search for a Narrator for the audiobook. And I had a lot of people like Burtis Clay and Stan Lane do funny shtick about being the narrator. And then I just said one day, when I was talking to someone at ECW Press, that I'm the only one. I said, if you mess up one word, it could kill me in the industry. If another narrator says K-fob instead of K-fabe, I'm dead. So eventually, after speaking to the narrator, and I was not sure of his name, but he was really good, had a great voice. And then I was told that the narrators have their own followings. So, you know, this might be good as well because more people might be exposed to my book. And I said, that's great, but it's not me. I'm the only one who can tell my stories the way they happen because I lived them. And I'm a broadcaster. What the heck? So they gave in and Audible set me up with a local studio in the suburbs of Philadelphia. The town is Orland, O-R-E-L-A-N-D, called Forge Recording Studios. And a lot of recording acts from New York come here because their prices are great and they have state-of-the-art equipment. And after 18 and a half hours of doing the book, of reading the book, and it was a lot of fun, we now have what will be, you read the stories and now you can hear them.